Coach on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I'm over here on the road to White Sox Park, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
Greg Jones.
Greg, where are you from?
From Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. They call you a country boy in a big city.
A little bit, I would say so.
So how you wind your way up in Chicago?
Just playing baseball, I guess. I guess them White Sox wanted me. Got DFA'd by the Rockies here at the end of camp, and was luckily enough to get picked up by the White Sox. So excited to be here, happy to be here, grateful to be here.
So what, for those youngsters out there, what does that DFA mean?
So I got designated for assignment, so pretty much they didn't want me no more.
So you wound up in the shot, huh?
Oh, yeah. Someone else will want me to.
So, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scout for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream to play in the big leagues. I mean, they don't understand the road that you guys got to go through to get here.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you have to, like, put to the side in order to reach an ultimate goal, like hanging out with friends on the weekend, like mm-hmm. just little things you gotta push to the side in order to make the bigger goal, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you said hanging out with friends. You ain't telling me you gotta leave the girls alone.
But all of it. Sometimes that's a part of it. Guys can get distracted with that side.
Well, see, I told you, I coach high school college baseball. I have to preach that to my guys all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What round was you drafted?
So I was a first round pick back in 2019.
First round?
Yes, sir.
Man.
22nd overall by the Tampa Bay Rays.
You must have been the man.
Yes, sir. I had some tools.
You got some tools? What was your tools? Yeah. You know, in scouting, we dealt with 5 tools.
Had them all.
You hit, run, throw, field, hit for power?
Yeah.
What was your 60 time?
6.3 back in the day.
Come on, man. You ain't running no 6.3.
Hey, maybe not no more. I'm getting a little old now.
Come on. That's a real brother speed there.
Oh, yeah. You can pick them up and put them down a little bit.
So, you know, you first round draft pick. I mean, you know, back in the hood, they say that means you got paid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you get drafted. A lot of kids think you guys get drafted. You're off to the big leagues. They don't understand. You had to go to that minor league and a rude awakening.
It's a grind. You know, everyone's dream is to play here in the big stage. But, I mean, even when I got drafted, there was 5 levels you had to work through. Now there's only 4, or there's 6 levels when I came up. So now these guys got to work through 4 levels. It's a little bit different, but there's still levels you got to go through. There's struggles you deal with every day, like being away from your family all the time. Like, it's a lot of things mentally, emotionally you got to deal with.
And a lot of people don't understand that.
They don't understand
that mental roller coaster that you have to go through.
And you know, obviously you want to be the best player you can be every single day, but that ain't always gonna happen.
Yeah.
So like being able to like pick it up in other places when you're not completely 100% there, like that plays a part of it too. Like there's just a lot that goes into it.
So, you know, when you make that thrust and you grind through the minor leagues, I mean long bus ride, cheap hotels, bologna. You know anything about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
I've had a few peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in my life.
Okay, so you didn't come up back in the day in the minor leagues where they had to live off that.
I mean,
you came in a new era.
I mean, our spreads weren't always the best, so sometimes a peanut butter and jelly sandwich would be a little bit better option than what we had on the table, but it's part of it.
So who are some of the guys coming up that you idolized as a youngster?
I would say, like, my favorite player when I was a kid growing up was Jose Reyes.
Uh-huh.
I used to love watching him play switch hitter, infielder, fast. I feel like a lot of my game kind of is, like, close to his, like, mm-hmm. what he used to be. So I feel like I really enjoyed watching him, and he was just electric out there.
And then you get to the big leagues, and, I mean, you find out it's a whole different world in these big leagues.
It definitely is, but at the end of the day, like, it's the same game, like, and I know it's, like, not as easy to say that, because there's a lot more other stuff that plays into, like, just becoming a big leaguer.
So. Yeah, on that note, you know, it's funny you say that. I would always tell my guys, only different from high school to college to summer league, it's the game become quicker, the competition become better, you eliminate the ones that can't and the ones that cannot.
The game becomes quicker, but you can also slow the game down yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just being where your feet are, I think, is the biggest thing that I've kept with me throughout my career. Because you can always, like, take in everything else that's going on around you, but that's just gonna build to the what you got going already. So like just being where your feet are and taking it like one pitch at a time, you know.
So coming from North Carolina and making it to the big leagues, you're in the big leagues. You're in a big league dugout, big league uniform, big league locker room. I mean, what does it make you feel?
I mean, this has been my goal ever since I was a kid. I mean, I'm ecstatic to be here. I mean, it's hard just to walk in here without a smile on your face every single day because, I mean, look where you're at, playing a game at the highest level you possibly can.
Now, you know, most kids grow up watching these guys in the big leagues on ESPN, this and that. I mean, do you want to look across the field and see somebody and ask them for his autograph?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm a fan still. Like, these guys, there's great baseball players all over the league, and I love seeing good baseball. I mean, you got to have... I mean, just to be able to sit across from some of the guys that are still in the league nowadays, like, it's a blessing. So, like, to be able to, like, get an autograph from some of those guys, like, you might not ever be able to get to do that again. So, absolutely. Like, some of those guys, like, Ohtani and stuff, hopefully I'm going to get an autograph one day.
So, what Mama got to say about her baby in the big leagues? I know Mama's still crying and grinning and everything else.
I would say my dad probably cried more than my mom.
Oh, Lord. Dad cutting up my boy in the big league. My boy.
That boy proud.
You brought him to Chicago yet?
He ain't got to Chicago yet, but he'll get out here.
You
sure.
Ain't got him up here in the Skybox?
No, not yet.
Oh, we're going to talk about Junior now. They were
on a flight, so I got called up while we were on the road in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And we were on the bus flying back home to start the series we just played, and I got sent back down. So my family had bought flights to come to Chicago, but then I got sent back, so they canceled all the flights, so it just kind of messed up the travel schedule as it was, so they ain't got out here yet.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah, but I'm here, so that's all I really have.
All right, so let me, you know, brief stint in the big leagues, last question. Get that call, you come into the big leagues, walk in that locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging over there, feeling like?
I mean, you almost want to melt in your body a little bit. I mean, just seeing your name, your last name on the back, with your number, big league jersey, sitting up, posted up in the locker as soon as you walk in, name tag. I mean, it don't get much better than that. If you could paint a picture, that's really the one you want to paint.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but it was definitely
a little tear.
There was some emotions flowing for sure.
Daddy cried. Daddy cried.
For sure.
Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man. Appreciate it.
Chapter 6, MLB Scouts. A reality that often goes unspoken in scouting. You can present 5 of the most promising draft prospects to 10 MLB scouts, and it's possible that 7 or 8 of them might not see those players as future draft picks. The truth is, at the end of the day, the decision to draft a player hinges on that individual scout. I laid it all out in my book. Get your copy today at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.
Click the follow button on our Facebook page and become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and stay updated. Listen to our broadcasts on our website